Hello and welcome to another episode of Walking with Anxiety with me, Stephen Dawes. Thank you for joining me as always. Now, a little thing I want to talk about before we get into today's topic is yesterday's, or it'll be Friday's actually, because I'm pre-recording this one. A bit of a cheat there, just that you know. But on Friday, the podcast didn't sound quite right to me when I played it back, and I couldn't quite work out why. It didn't sound very good to me. And I did a lot of tweaking of the audio to try and make it better, but it didn't quite sound the way that it had before. Then I realised that my microphone hadn't been selected on the program that I use, because I use Audacity, and I hadn't selected the microphone. So what was being picked up was the audio from my webcam on my laptop. So that's why it sounded a little bit tinny and like I was sitting in a portaloo. So I do apologise for that sound quality. It wasn't intentional, but of course I'd already created the episode and uploaded it when I realised, so I couldn't really do it again. But I do apologise in advance. I apologise for that episode, and hopefully this one will sound a lot better to you. Now today I wanted to talk about pets. Now pets are a big thing, especially in the UK. Cats and dogs are one of the main pets, one of the most popular pets in this country, and I'm sure they are around the world as well. And in this household, we have a lot of animals. We have a dog, we have four cats, and we have three rabbits. We also have some fish, some tropical fish and some marine fish, but they became a little bit difficult to keep maintained. So we had to get rid of those, unfortunately. When they died off, we didn't replace them. But anyway, that's a bit of a digression. The fact is that animals can be a big help, especially if you have anxiety or you have depression and things like that. And certainly many dogs are now becoming assistance dogs, so they're helping people with mental health issues. And more of them are being allowed, especially in the UK, into shops. They're allowed to come into shops, same as dogs for sight, for, you know, the sight dogs for blind people and things like that, which I think is great, because there are people out there who need pets to help them and to give them some kind of support, emotional support, because pets can do that in a really amazing way. And I know from personal experience, when my wife started to suffer from PTSD, which she has, having a pet around made it a lot easier for her to deal with some of the things that were going on. And it's around that time that we decided we were going to get her a dog, because we thought it'd be a good companion for her, especially if I wasn't around. And it really has made a great difference. Our dog Amber is amazing. She's funny and very docile, and also incredibly lazy, but I won't get into that. But she's a lap dog, and she likes sitting on the bed or on the chair with us, and has provided a huge amount of support to us, as has the rabbits. We've got three rabbits now. One of them was a rescue rabbit, which we managed to save from an auction, where my wife was convinced that it was going to be used in some kind of cooking. So we rescued that anyway and bought it from an auction site. We then added two other rabbits, which is a bit of a long story, because we wanted to get the rabbit that we had a companion, because we thought that the rabbit was lonely. And so we got this other rabbit as a companion, but they ended up nearly killing each other. They weren't very happy together. So we thought, well, then we're going to have two rabbits on their own. They're both going to be lonely. So what are we going to do? Well, we'll get another rabbit to go with the second rabbit, so that that's not lonely, and the first rabbit's just going to have to be morose and lonely on its own. So that's what we've now got. We've now got two rabbits who live together in one end of the room, and at the other end of the room, we've got another rabbit who I call Father Jack. You can Google that, it's from Father Ted, because she's kind of morose and sits there, and I imagine that if she was a human, she'd probably be swearing quite a lot and cussing and things like that. But anyway, and when I've mentioned it before, that our rabbits have a kind of a rabbit condo. The two that live together have a rabbit condo, and it's made of metal panels that you link together with connecting things and cable ties and things like that, and it's all quite complicated. But We adapted it recently, because we felt that it was easier to have it in a slightly smaller space, maybe have two or three levels so they could go up and down and make it easier for them. Now, I personally thought that it was absolutely fine. I didn't see any issue with it myself. My wife, however, noticed that she thought one of our rabbits, the larger white rabbit, was acting a little bit sad and unhappy. It was laying in its cage, wasn't really doing much, wasn't really being very active, and certainly not as active as it had been before. And she came to me yesterday and said, I think our rabbit is sad and upset and maybe a little bit down because it's in this smaller rabbit condo. And I have to say, I hadn't really thought about it before. I hadn't thought about how these environments can affect animals in that way. Now, the condo that they've got, and it's on my Twitter page if you want to see it, is actually quite large. I mean, it's quite tall. There's a lot of room in there. Granted, not as much room as there used to be before, because it was quite wider spread out before. So my wife developed this new plan, which we're going to try and put together today. So I'll probably mention that in my next podcast, tell you how that went. But anyway, my wife's got this new plan for a grander rabbit condo for the two rabbits. So hopefully this will improve one of our rabbits' mental health, at least anyway, make them a little bit happier and more happy with their life, because obviously rabbits are, they're social creatures and they like to be together and they like to be with other rabbits apart from the one that's on its own, Father Jack. But anyway, they like to be together and they like to be in a social situation. And that's one of the reasons why we have them in the room downstairs, because we use that room all the time. We're constantly going backwards and forwards, and we think it'll make it better for them if they're together with us in the same social situations. Oh, I'm saying my cough is still really bad. I mean, these podcasts are going on for hours. I mean, this podcast is now up to about 6 hours. Most of it is coughing, not really, but I just feel like I'm constantly having to stop and cough, and then I'm editing these bits out, and it's going on for ages. But anyway, that's another digression for me. Your animals are affected by the conditions they live in. It's always been something that I've thought about in terms of Reddit in other areas, you know, animal cruelty and things like that. But certainly in our house, the animals aren't treated cruelly at all. But it's also about how their living conditions are. And we thought that this high-rise rabbit condo would be better for them. They'd go up and down, get a bit of exercise. But actually, they didn't like it. And so, although I hadn't necessarily thought about it myself, my wife has picked up on the fact that she thinks our rabbit is now depressed. So we are going to be adapting the rabbit condo, and I will keep you informed as to the state of health of our rabbits and whether they are happier in their new location, because we're going to move them into a different part of the room as well, and also about their new rabbit condo. So do you have any animals? Do you have animals that help you with your mental health? Do they give you support, and are they things that you can cuddle and have an interaction with? Perhaps you have an affinity with insects or something like that. Maybe they provide a similar sort of help to you that maybe a dog or a cat or a rabbit does to other people. Do you want to have a pet, and do you have issues because of space and things like that? And in that situation, I know that my wife, it's a long story in terms of what we've done in terms of animals, but before we had the cats and the dog and the rabbits, we did help out at our local RSPCA centre, which is a place that takes in animals that have been neglected or abused and things like that, and they find them new homes. And we did help out there for a few weeks to not only help clean them out and make sure they're safe and they're happy in their little condos areas that they've got, but also to interact with them and give them some personal time together and make them feel happy about themselves, and so they're not getting lonely just sitting in there on their own. So if you're in a situation where you can't have animals in your house or in your flat or wherever it is you're living, that could be an option. If you really love animals and you want to get that side of things, maybe volunteering at a place like that could be helpful to you. You get something out of it, the animals will get something out of it as well, because they will get the interaction with you. So that could be a good thing. Another thing that we did for a while before we got so many cats, and one of the reasons why we have so many cats, is we volunteered to be a foster family for cats. So cats that have been abandoned and that had problems with the families they were with before, that we would take them in and we would keep them temporarily and look after them until the charity that we were working for found them new homes. Now, that was really rewarding for me personally, as much as my wife, because I loved the fact that we were taking in these animals and helping them. And yes, there was a lot of work involved. We would have to bath them and maybe give them flea treatment, because a lot of them were in a pretty bad way. But I found that really rewarding, and I really enjoyed doing that. And it's something that I would still do today if it wasn't for the fact that we did have now so many cats. And part of that reason is because, particularly with animals like black cats and black and white cats, they're not very popular. People just don't want them. Black cats, I don't know about other countries, but in this country, are still considered a little bit of a bad omen. They're kind of unlucky because they're associated with witches and things like that. So many people don't want to have black cats, which meant that a lot of them were being left behind, and other cats were being fostered, and these guys weren't finding any families. In many cases, for us anyway, we decided that we would take them on, and we've got two black and white cats in our family now that were rescue cats. One of them is still a little bit feral, you know, he comes and goes, but he's still part of the family. And this is one of the things that we found the most difficult, was giving these cats back to the charity to find new homes at the end of the day. And we worked really hard to try and get these animals in the best care possible. But it is a real struggle. Do you do something like that? Do you foster cats or dogs or any other animals? Is that an option for you? You know, if you love animals, but you don't necessarily want to keep them full time, perhaps fostering or adoption could be something that you could do. It could give you a nice rewarding sense of contributing to animal welfare, and you're also helping the animals and you're giving them a second chance at life, which many animals unfortunately don't get the opportunity for. So animals in general, how do they help you? Do they give you a sense of belonging? Do they able to help you with your mental health? Do they relax you? Do they give you a sense of commitment that for some people can be important? Having something else to look after, having another life to be responsible for, can be very important to some people. And I know that there are lots of homeless people that have dogs and things like that, because it gives them something to be responsible for, and they love the fact that they have this animal with them. Are you in that situation? Do you find animals relax you and give you a sense of purpose? Let me know in the comments, please. Walkingwithanxiety.co.uk is my website. Please comment on there, or you can comment on this podcast platform wherever you're listening to me today. Thank you for listening, as always. I hope that the audio is better this time than it was last time. Fingers crossed. Thank you for joining me, as always, and until the next time, goodbye.